What if the most liberating relationship you could ever experience began with fear? This counterintuitive idea forms the foundation of Joy Dawson's spiritual classic that has transformed millions of lives worldwide. Unlike many contemporary spiritual guides emphasizing casual familiarity with God, Dawson presents a compelling case that true intimacy with the Creator begins with holy fear. Not terror, but profound reverence that transforms every aspect of life. This fear isn't about being terrified of God in a way that makes us run from Him, but rather produces in us His hatred of sin, deep respect for His holiness, and recognition of His complete sufficiency for our every need. It's a protective fear, like the healthy respect one might have for the ocean's power while still enjoying its beauty. Jesus himself taught us to fear God when he said, "Fear the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell." When God's holiness is on display, the consequences for deliberate disobedience can be severe, as demonstrated by several biblical examples. This kind of genuine, reverential fear is sadly missing in much of today's spiritual culture, where casual familiarity has often replaced holy awe. The fear of God manifests through obedience, exemplified by Abraham's willingness to sacrifice Isaac. True obedience means surrendering what's most precious when God asks, responding instantly, joyfully, and completely. We obey not because of what God asks, but because of who He is. God tests our obedience through commands that may seem illogical and come without explanation, challenging our desire to understand before acting. These aren't coincidences, but divine orchestration, God working in the details of our lives. The journey of obedience consists of small daily choices that build spiritual muscle, forgiving instead of resenting, giving despite our own needs, or speaking truth when silence would be easier. Each act strengthens our spiritual sensitivity and deepens our relationship with God. The fear of the Lord is the only genuine path to freedom from the fear of man. True liberation comes when God's reaction matters more than people's opinions. This transformation develops through telegram prayers, quick mental inquiries like, "What do you think, Lord?" and acting on His will regardless of consequences. As we grow more God-conscious, we naturally become less self-conscious. God tests us progressively, starting with small circumstances and advancing to more consequential situations as we demonstrate faithfulness. These tests always align with our spiritual maturity. He never tests beyond our capacity. Throughout history, choosing God over human approval has cost many dearly, yet the price of fearing people over God is far greater, the loss of intimacy with Him. God's holiness is the cornerstone of His character, essential to understanding His mercy, wrath, judgment, and love. Consider what it cost a perfectly holy God to leave heaven, dwell among sin, and bear the world's sins on the cross. This holiness is preeminent in three ways. Heavenly beings continuously declare, "Holy, holy, holy." The third person of the Trinity is named the Holy Spirit, and it forms the foundation of our respect, trust, and worship. Our attitude towards sin reveals our spiritual condition through four levels. Level 1 avoids sin solely to escape consequences. Level 2 follows the golden rule but remains blind to underlying selfishness. Level 3 includes sincere believers struggling with besetting sins they repeatedly confess. Level 4 represents those with genuine fear of God who truly hate sin and quickly repent when they fall. Where do you stand? Though the honest answer may be uncomfortable, it provides the starting point for authentic transformation. Moving between levels requires more than willpower. It demands a fundamental shift in how we perceive both God and sin. Repentance is vital for spiritual growth and demonstrates God's love. When we resist His goodness, God may use judgment as protective love, with consequences designed to prevent further harm. Sin obscures our vision of Jesus, while holiness clarifies it. Consider the woman who stole from a college store and confessed for 35 years without making restitution. Only when she sincerely sought to know God better did he reveal she needed to repay the money. After sending payment with a letter of restitution, she found freedom from guilt and deeper intimacy with God. True repentance requires acknowledging conviction, agreeing with God about our failure, verbal confession, and a genuine change of mind, choosing God's way over our own. This goes beyond mere confession. We must see sin from God's perspective by studying Scripture and praying, "Lord, show me not only what you think about this sin, but how you feel about it." All sin begins in the mind. We're only as holy as our thought lives. Our thoughts resonate in heaven as loudly as our words do on earth, with God seeing them all. Repentance must include sinful thoughts, not just actions. David recognized this when repenting of adultery, understanding that physical sin begins with mental lust. The fear of the Lord provides immediate protection against temptation. We reject temptation by replacing evil thoughts with pure ones through focusing on Christ, Scripture, or worship. Our reaction reveals their source. Immediate hatred indicates satanic origin, while attraction reveals sin still loved in our hearts. Satan attacks our vulnerabilities, which he learns through our words and actions. Our ministry's power directly correlates with the cleanliness of our thought lives. When we receive the fear of the Lord by faith, we experience purified minds and release the Holy Spirit's power. The battlefield of the mind is where our greatest victories and defeats occur, invisible to others, but fully known to God. God promises remarkable rewards to those who fear him. As Malachi 3:16-17 reveals, he keeps a book of remembrance for such people, making them his special possession. The greatest reward is intimate friendship with God himself, the most wonderful person in the universe. This friendship fulfills both God, as it's his purpose for creation, and ourselves. Every person is either fulfilled or frustrated based on this relationship, which develops only through fearing God. Scripture promises specific benefits to those who fear him: fruitfulness, deterrence from sin, blessings on children, provision, protection, wisdom, satisfaction, and honor. Cultivating this fear requires 5 steps: choosing it willfully, confessing our lack and seeking God's mercy, pursuing it with intense desire and faith, studying Scripture systematically, and entering God's school of fear, beginning with controlling our tongues. What would change if you truly embraced the fear of the Lord? The invitation stands to move beyond casual spirituality into intimate friendship with God through holy fear. This paradoxical path leads not to restriction, but to ultimate freedom, being fully known, loved, and alive in relationship with our Creator. In a world that trivializes the divine, holy fear becomes the surprising gateway to the most profound divine friendship possible.